Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hi, my name is Alex Barthet. I'm a construction lawyer at the Barthet Firm. Today, we're going to talk about 10 things you should consider when you're hiring an attorney. Let's get started. First, is the attorney you're hiring qualified to handle your case? How do you know? Well, the first thing you should do is put their name into Google. Do they have articles written in the topics that you're expecting your attorney to work in? Are they board certified in the area of practice that your case involves? Go to the Florida Bar website. Look up their disciplinary history. Is there any? Next, how is your attorney going to be paid? Hourly? Contingent? Some type of success bonus with a lower hourly rate? You need to have that conversation early on so there are no surprises in the future. Third, have a conversation very early on with the attorney as to who is going to do the work on the file. Is it going to be the attorney that you met with? Is it going to be one of his partners or associates? It's critical that you have an understanding of who is going to be working on your file because a relationship with an attorney is very personal, so you want to make sure that your relationship with the attorney performing the work is up to your standards. If your arrangement with your attorney is hourly, what are the fees? Don't believe that the first number out of your attorney's mouth is the last one he'll take. Be willing to negotiate. Costs can add up in a legal case. Copies, scanning, transcripts, court reporters, expert witnesses. You need to have a clear understanding of the costs, not the fees, the costs that are associated with prosecuting or defending your case.
This episode is brought to you by CPVCFiresprinklerReport.com. With recent lawsuits alleging that CPVC fire sprinkler pipe is defective, contractors, subcontractors, and suppliers now have a place to get accurate and up-to-date information. Visit CPVCFiresprinklerReport.com to learn the latest and protect your company.
Bills from your attorney can be very difficult to understand. When you get a bill, if you don't understand it, call and ask about it. Ask for specific formats or information in the bill that you expect to see. Some of the information you should expect to see on a bill would include a description of the task performed, the date that task was performed, the time associated with that task, and the cost for that task. Some clients incorrectly believe that by asking too many questions of their attorney about the bill, that the attorney will handle their case less appropriately. Nothing could be further from the truth. If your attorney knows that you are reading his or her bills, they will be much more diligent in making sure that when they review the bill before it comes to you, that all of the time is accurate. A critical question you need to ask your attorney at the time you hire them is, do they have insurance? If something goes wrong in your case and it's the attorney's fault, who's going to pay? If the attorney doesn't have malpractice insurance, it may be very difficult to obtain recovery from them if they are the ones that made the mistake. As I said before, the relationship between you and your attorney is very personal. Because of that, you need to make sure that the attorney you select properly represents you both in the court and outside of the court. Finally, if it gets to the point where you need to make a change in your legal counsel, how do you do it? Well, first, you need to inform your attorney that you are unhappy with their services and that you are going to be transferring the file to another lawyer. More importantly, you need to make sure that you keep copies of all of the records you gave your attorney. Attorneys have a right to assert what's called a charging and retaining lien. As a result, if you don't pay your lawyer, they may not have to give you the file back. If you keep copies of those records, then the retaining lien that your attorney files may have very little weight. In the end, it comes down to trust. Do you trust the attorney that you've hired? If you do, then all of these issues will be taken care of. If not, it may be time to look for another attorney.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.